If you want to ride high, they'll show you the road. Two swell guys to help shoulder the load. On the way, highway. They'll take a ride on the way, highway.
It's time for the Way Highway here on Adobe Radio with your hosts, Sean Cowig and Kristen Sanchez.
Welcome to the Way Highway, you stoners! I'm so excited to be here with Kristen to entertain you with a little bit of cannabis comedy. You're listening to Adobe Radio. That's step one. Step two, the next hour is the Way Highway. So all you got to do is sit back, relax, toke them up, eat them down, drink them through, be merry, and let us entertain you. And who is us? Well, me, I'm Sean Cowig. And with me, as always, is the Kristen Sanchez.
Yay! I love that I'm the Kristen Sanchez now. Yes!
The Kristen Sanchez.
Amazing. If you would like to follow us on social media, you could follow Sean Cowig at Sean Cowig. If you would like to follow me, Kristen Sanchez, you could follow me at Siren16X. And you could also follow The Way Highway at The Way Highway. Or send us an email at wayhighway@adobe.com.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Send us an email. Let us know what you're using, because we want to use it too.
Mm-hmm.
We want to test the products that you're testing, because I'm always interested in new fun stuff. And speaking of new fun stuff, I want to tell you about some pre-rolls that I was gifted. These are Kind Smokes, www.kindsmokes.com. Pop it and pass it. That's the logo up on there. It's great. these are their premium cannabis pre-rolls. They're hybrid, and their total cannabinoids, 26%. They're on Instagram at Kind Smokes. Get in there. And these suckers are made in America. Now, the Kind Smokes hybrids, I partook in one of these with a small group at a birthday party last weekend, passing it around. Good time, nice and strong, got everybody a nice, fun, happy, small birthday party gathering high. But the thing about it that I realized in my highness was that, oh, dude, every now and again, it's okay to sit back, relax, and just have a regular flower pre-roll.
As a person who has sweaty palms and rolling a joint isn't always something that I can accomplish. As the paper will literally just stick to me, and so will all of the weed. It just keeps sticking to my fingers. I will say that having like pre-rolls and like just pre-roll packs of joints is fucking awesome. I'm really enjoying Pacific Stone.
Oh, nice.
And they are doing a pretty good job with their pre-rolls. They've got, like, two different, like, color cases. They've got a yellow case and a black case. And the ones in the black cases are, they're 14 in each case.
Okay.
Which is nice.
That's
nice. It's a good bang for your buck.
Yeah.
So that's 14 pre-rolls. Mm-hmm. And I think it's around, like, $45, but
not bad.
They make in the yellow container, it's also pre-rolls, but these pre-rolls all have like the keef and the infusion and all of that, and it's the same exact price.
Oh wow.
It's only $7, and it's the exact same price
as
the 14.
Right.
and it's just kind of like, I know, me in particular, I'm trying to not do like super high potency THCs to kind of bring my my tolerance down a little bit right now.
Yeah. Sure.
So I'm just trying to like watch those things and with these like joints, it makes it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing, I don't know if that your particular capsule is one of these, but a thing that I think is really cool, I've gotten a couple pre-rolled joints now where the container is an airtight, like closed
yep.
container.
Yep.
And you just pop it closed, mm-hmm. and because of science, it just puts itself out because it deprives mm-hmm. it of air.
Yep.
Which I tried to explain to someone, and they were like, absolutely not. I will not do that. That this is going to burn on fire. And I was like, I promise. Like, it will starve the fire. There's yes. no oxygen in there. It'll literally yes. starve out the fire.
Yes. Fire needs air to burn. Yes.
And they were like, absolutely not.
Yes.
I was like, okay.
No, that's why wildfires happen out in the open and not inside. If there was just a tree burning in a very small room.
Yeah. It's just kind of an interesting thing now when you can, like, we live in such a fucking weird age. Like, I can go and bring scientific fact and be yeah. like, yes, if you take a lit joint and put it into a small container that uh-huh. contains only the amount of air that's inside of it, the smoke or the fire will burn off all the rest of the air and put itself out.
Yeah.
I explain the science behind it.
Yeah.
And still the answer is nope. I don't believe you.
That's not. Listen.
Hold on.
Listen.
Not even like let me look it up.
Yeah.
Not even like a Google it. Like.
Yeah. What like that? First of a couple of things. First of all, there's no excuse when you have a miniature computer in your pocket
yeah.
to not look it up.
Totally.
Also, I learned all about that before miniature pocket computers, just from the movie Backdraft,
mm-hmm.
which basically was about like, oh, there's a fire contained in a room. You open the door or break the door in, letting in a rush of air, and the fire goes.
Mm-hmm.
And three, whoever that person was, probably left being like, nope, nope, not at all. Went home, looked it up, and was like, oh, I'm a dunce.
It's always my favorite because, like, every single time that it happens, it's normally a dude.
Yeah.
And the dude will look to another dude to confirm if his duding is right. Like, did I just dude properly?
Oh.
Did I shit on this woman in the proper way?
Oh, dude.
And then, like, I'll be like, no, here you go. Here's the... spelled out. It's just so interesting that if a man says to another man, hey, did you know the sky was purple? They'd
yeah.
be like, the sky is fucking purple.
Yeah.
But like, if a woman was like, hey, did you know the sky was purple to a dude? The guy would be like, I don't know. I'm going to need, do you have any evidence? Do you have any proof? Proof that you know what you're talking about. Like, that's literally the female existence. Like, prove your worth. Show us more. Oh, my God. I remember having... Oh, gosh.
It's okay. It's okay.
So, like, there are also experiences that happen, unfortunately. I had an experience because I happened to be when I was younger, I was mm-hmm. cosplaying. Mm-hmm. And I was cosplaying as Harley Quinn.
Yes.
And I had someone like yelling after me, and I didn't hear at first what the person was saying, and I didn't realize that the person was saying Harley, hey Harley.
No.
And I was like walking away and doing my whole thing, just like, you know, walking around being in character, having fun. And when I finally heard the individual, I stopped,
mm-hmm.
And the person got up to me, and they proceeded to, like, I patiently waited.
Yeah.
I patiently waited for this individual to come up to me.
Good God.
To which he says, you should sit on my lap. And I'm just like, really?
What are you, fucking Santa Claus? Get out of
here. I waited this long for you to get over here so that you could then say that to me. Like, I cannot believe that you would say that to me. And I just left. I just walked away because I was like, no, I can't even.
What, like what? I don't understand the context of why dude would, was he dressed like the Joker and looking for a photo op, or was it just apropos of nothing and dude
apropos
being
of nothing,
idiot?
Dude being an idiot. My ass had also been grabbed earlier that day by a random person. I was in line for a freebie at the Lego thing, because every year at Comic-Con, this was pre-pandemic, every year at Comic-Con, the Lego booth would always give out, like, a free caricature, or not caricature, figure, for, you know, the first 100 people that come to our booth on this day at this time. And so I was standing in that line because one of my friends really wanted the thing. I could care less. But I was standing in line holding a place for them. And as I was standing there, there were so many people around. All of a sudden, I just felt someone's hand just like smack right onto my ass. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, it starts with you're just like absolutely furious. And like, you just roll your eyes because it's so like normal at this point in your female experience. At I was probably like 20, maybe a little bit younger at the time, that I was just like, typical. Like, it wasn't even like something that I was, like, it's so frustrating that that's the existence that we have to have. And like every single time, like, I've ever, because I used to go into, as a nerd, I would go into areas with like typical like nerd dudes.
Yeah.
And like every single time it was like, I don't think you actually know what you're talking about, because if you did, you would know that that's, and I was like, you know, finish their fucking sentence for them. Or like someone would be like, oh yeah, you're not a real nerd. Do you play D&D? And I'm like, I played in a campaign for 4 fucking years, bro. Like, I am just as nerdy as you, if not more so, because, like, I dedicated 4 hours every week for several years to D&D. Like, I play video games. I read all the comics. Like, I do all of the shit. And yet, any time that I talk to someone and try to, like, engage on the same level as, like, a dude in, like, a cursory conversation, if I come in with any knowledge, prove it. Show me where the details are. Give me all the detail and the information. But, like, if another dude goes over and just says something, it's just like, oh, yeah, cool.
Fragile male experience.
Like, it's at a point where it's just, like, like, I don't know if you saw it, but there was an article that was called, like, The Rise of Lonely Men. And it's just, like, one of the things that it said was that men are lacking in certain areas of developmental, like, particularly empathetic areas.
Right.
And it's just, like, yeah. It's an interesting, interesting thing.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of that shit. And I've been seeing, I went down a rabbit hole of somebody posting, like, this is what I get on dating apps. And it, like, it was some, dude, like, what, like, why did you unmatch me, or why did you do, well, it seems like you're strong independent female, and I just want you to know that that's not for me, because I'm looking for a submissive woman that wants to just take care of me and be home when I get home. And it's like, okay, Yeah. Ew, poor, fragile.
It's just like crazy dork. Because the like level of escalation that has been like reported recently mm-hmm. of like things that have been occurring is just kind of terrifying. Like, it really, really is. Man. Like, there was a story this past week of a guy who kept flashing a girl with his headlights. And so, like, this woman thought that she had, like, something wrong with her car because this guy just kept flashing and flashing and flashing, and it was, like, broad daylight. And she didn't, like, trust it, so she pulled into a parking area that was, like, well-lit and had a bunch of people. And she pulled in, and the guy parked behind her to block her in.
Terrifying.
Yeah, it was great. And then when he walked up to her window, like, she was like, is there something wrong? Like, is there something wrong with my car? Like, what's going on? Like, why were you doing that? He was just like, no, girl, like, you're just super hot. Like, can I have your number? And it's like, are you fucking kidding me? Did you just like accost me in a way that made me terrified for my fucking life just to find out my phone number?
Like, I would like to get your phone number, so I need to convince you. I need to put you in a state where you think I'm a serial killer and I'm going to murder you, because that's flirtation.
Totally. And like the amount of like dudes that are just like completely unaware of how like un-fucking funny all of the like patriarchal male like I hate my wife, she's so stupid, my girlfriend's such a whore, like bro time, because it's just like bros being bros like
over it.
It's not funny. Like, nope. you're not funny.
No.
Also, like, if you're one of those like people that's in that fucking like Andrew Tate like boy MLM about like being a man, like you are literally in a male version of your mom's MLM. Like, it's still like it's a fucking pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
But for the elite boys. you know, just those. And I think that's absolutely hysterical. Maybe wake up. Start respecting women, because how did you fucking get into this world? Oh, yeah. Not just like a 10-minute, maybe less.
Yeah.
9-fucking-month commitment.
It's a big deal. It's a big fucking deal.
Respect women, you assholes.
Ugh. And maybe you'd be able to grow a little bit of empathy by sitting back, relaxing, and just partaking in some cannabis, listening, and knowing that, like, your cipher doesn't always, like, sometimes it's dope to get blazed to the gills, but other times it's easier to be able to listen, respond, converse, and have an overall good time with just a regular old cannabis pre-roll. Just flower. Just flower. Mm-hmm. Hey, babies, we're going to take a quick break here on the Way Highway, but don't y'all worry. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk fashion crossovers. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Way Highway. I'm Sean.
And I'm Kristen.
And we have Jelly here with us. Jelly.
Jelly.
Hi.
Well, hello there.
Hello. So last week on the Way Highway, I don't remember week to week how deep I get into things, but I do know that I was shitting on Balenciaga Crocs a little bit.
As you should.
As I should, because it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
And because of that, Jelly, who is incredible, thank you, Jelly, went out and tossed us several different articles about some very interesting crossovers, fashion and other brand crossovers that are very interesting that I did not know existed, that I am very intrigued to talk to you about. Because if you're out there, you're listening to Adobe Radio, you're listening to The Way Highway, and you're stoned, you're going to have a good time understanding that all of these things exist. We're about to blow your mind, is what I'm trying to say. Now, first, just to kind of stay on track here, although I don't know that this is on track. This is the... I guess it's not. It's a Nike and Stussy Spiridon Cage 2 collaboration. Basically, I'm looking at a half Nike sneaker that has a high heel on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't incredibly understand it. It looks very strange to me.
Yeah. It's like it's a running shoe.
Yes.
But not like a running shoe that then has like the heel, like what a running shoe version of a high heel would be.
Yeah.
No, it is simply a stiletto heel stuck to the fucking bottom. And it's like, oh, all
I guess.
Yeah.
This, like the only thing I can think of is you are an athlete. You really want to deck it up for the ESPYs. You put on an athletic shoe that has a high heel stiletto on the back.
Like, this is the type of shoe that gets designed and created simply for the, like, the photo shoot that they do.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm sure this photo shoot was a bunch of, like, very attractive men and women,
yes,
who were all in like their gym clothes,
yes,
and like there's a bunch, we like pan across a whole bunch of people that are like running on the treadmill, and then like we get to the last treadmill and it's just this woman just fucking like outrunning all of them, but she's wearing these Balenciaga heel shoes. And then, like, we cut to the next shot, and she's just, like, walking that fucking Stairmaster like a boss, and everyone that was on the treadmill that was, like, watching her being impressed before is also continuing to be impressed that she's doing this now, and kind of are, like, in the background, so we get that, like, depth of field, you know?
Yes.
They're like, yeah. Oh my gosh, making, like, shocked faces, like, it's a whole fucking thing.
Intense. I don't necessarily understand the crossover as a piece of fashion, but I do have to say that whenever I see somebody in high heels, especially stilettos, run in any context, whether that be film, WWE or something of the like, real life, a person who can run in stilettos, that is an incredible athletic feat, and you should stop for a minute and give yourself a pat on the back. Because holy shit, wow, that's impressive.
One time I had to pee so bad, and I was in the back of a moving vehicle. I was wearing high heels, and I kept asking for them to pull over. And we were in the place where, like, there was the area, like, this was the shop that I was going to go to the restroom in.
Yes.
And he was like, well, I just got to pull into a parking spot. And I was like, nope.
Yeah.
And so I
drop you off at the door.
Right.
Good God.
So in my high heels and dress.
Yeah.
I jumped out of a moving car and ran into this Walmart and fucking used the bathroom.
Good God. Again, impressed. Amazing.
Yeah.
That's a feat of nature and athletics that I like. Holy shit.
Congratulations.
Literally.
Anyone who can pull off that task.
Jelly, what do you got? Get it.
Yeah, so I found an article by a peony, if that's how you say it. Five weird cross-industry collaborations that kind of worked. These ones I don't think are that weird. I think these ones, yeah, I think they actually did work.
Okay.
And the first one, I absolutely love it. It's an Elf cross Chipotle. So Elf, the makeup brand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Chipotle.
Yeah.
And you know what? Yeah, I would get that.
Okay. Okay. I don't, again, forgive me. Mm-hmm. I don't completely understand. The makeup brand is crossing over with Chipotle to bring you beauty products that have a look that is similar to something you would find at the restaurant?
I think it's inspired by the colors that you would see at the restaurant.
Okay. Okay. So the green of the product is like the green of the guacamole avocado.
Yeah. And I think this is actually made in a very similar... So if you look at the eyeshadow palette that they have there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's in a pretty similar order to the way you would order your Chipotle.
Oh, wow. That's cute. Okay.
Hilarious.
Okay, that's cute.
So there's a brand called Too Faced that every year for the holiday comes out with a scented palette.
Ah.
And it's like Christmas scents and shit like that. And then like throughout the year they have like other, like they have a palette that's like peaches and every fucking shade smells a little bit like peaches. They have a chocolate bar one and everything kind of smells like chocolate.
I know the chocolate bar one.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I need this to be true with this. Like, I want you to open this shit up and be like, oh my God, Chipotle?
but do you want to put something that and just that
absolutely
you want to put something that you don't want to put something that smells Chipotle onto your face?
Not a chance. This shit is for the novelty.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Okay. 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 Okay.
Also, each individual ingredient smells different than when you have your full Chipotle order. So
that's very true.
I feel like when I go into Chipotle, it kind of has like a bit of a sterile smell to it, which might just be the cleaning product. Yes. But that's what Chipotle smells like to me.
Okay. Mm. Interesting.
Funny.
Interesting.
I just like that their lipstick looks like salsa, or they have it in a way that's pictured next to the salsa. And I'm like, oh God, I want that. Yeah. That's kind of fun.
I tell you what would be really smart if that avocado pot, and it could be, it really could be, if that was a face mask.
Ooh, or even like a makeup sponge.
Yeah. Well, I think the actual, the one that looks like the full avocado is a makeup sponges, but what looks like guacamole.
Uh-huh, yep.
Gotcha.
Is that actual guacamole, or is that a face mask?
That's interesting.
And then that comes to the question of, can you just use guacamole as a face mask?
And it also comes to the question, if you just leave a face mask that looks like avocado out on the counter, will Sean just accidentally eat it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think so.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe is the answer to that.
Silly.
And then I feel like we get to a few more normal collaborations here. I don't know. To me, they just seem normal. We've got a Fila cross Chopper Chops one. I'm like, that makes sense.
Oh, and they're cute too.
And it's cute. It's pretty
like much slides.
It's just a slide with
and like cute little like crop tops and
yeah. There's
for Arizona, like Arizona iced tea and Adidas. Makes sense.
Hilarious. Oh my goodness. They have a picture that is the Arizona, like it's a fridge stocked full of Arizona, the green tea.
Yeah.
And they have the three different versions of the shoe. Oh, three different versions of the shoe that they make in the fridge as if they are also the drinks in the fridge. Really love that. Love that idea. I want a shoe fridge.
All makes sense. This is all making sense to me.
Yeah. Also, you're killing all that bad bacteria if you're like freezing those shoes. Get rid of that foot stank. I know I haven't. Sweaty palms, sweaty feet. It's the same thing.
I feel like all of these do really make sense.
Yes.
So we get onto some other kind of collabs
Can I just say real quick?
Collabs.
Real quick. I just need to, because the next one on the list, and I don't think we're going to talk about it, is the Levi's and Legos, where there's like Lego patches on the Levi's jacket. And I think that's really, really cute. But when I was looking at it, I got a little bit sad because there was one time, a really long time ago, that my uncle for Christmas got me a Looney Tunes jacket, and it was like a Looney Tunes Letterman jacket, and it had big old patches of like the Tasmanian Devil and Daffy Duck and Marvin the Martian on it, and it was like so sweet. But I also, like, I was 22 and I was like, this isn't gonna work for me anymore. I don't know what to do in this situation, and I felt so bad. So Levi Legos, I think, is great.
I used to have
for the youth
this hat that I love to fucking pieces, and it was like an OG Indiana Jones hat, like not the fedora hat, but like a baseball cap that is Indiana Jones theme from the Disneyland theme park. And it was like an older hat, so we didn't carry it anymore. And every single time I wore it, I got compliments about it. And people were like, "Where'd you get it? Oh my God." Because it was Indiana Jones, and across the hat was the map and the plane going to all of the different spots. And each of the spots, the destinations, had a little patch that kind of like represented where it was in the world. And that was like on the hat. And so everyone lost their shit when they saw it. And I just want to say, and I feel so sad about this, like if you ever lose an item, like a cool fucking item on a ride at Disneyland, you will not see it again.
Oh.
Unfortunately, it sucks so bad because like I ended up talking to, when I eventually worked there, talking to people who worked there, and they're like, "Oh yeah, for sure-sies. Like if it was something cool, they just kept it. They didn't give it to us."
Oh man.
So silly. But yes, that was my nostalgia love item that it's no longer.
Okay, Jelly. Now, keep us going. What do we got?
The Lego was exactly where I was going, Sean.
Oh, all right.
You see the Levi and Legos. That makes sense. But I found an Adidas Originals cross Lego sneaker.
Which
you can see it at all.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it really just looks like Lego pieces in the shape of a sneaker.
It's
like an
weird
old school Samba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just done in Lego.
But Lego.
Also, I will say about the Levi Lego design, they have multicolored buttons on a jacket that has like little patches, which are Lego. You fools, why would you not fucking secure those buttons with Lego pieces? You had a perfect fucking opportunity. Like, it's serious. It's not. Come on. Just use your noodle for just 2 seconds longer. Also, the fact that the tag in the back is just a brick of uncomfortable looking Lego at like where it's supposed to be, like on the back of your neck, like, fuck off! No way am I wearing that.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like Lego was like, "Yeah, we're down for this collab." Oh, but no, we don't want you to actually use any of our Lego pieces because people are going to get really frustrated at it and not want to play Lego again.
Yeah, God forbid you throw an item of this line on the floor and then you fucking step on it.
But then going by that theory, these Adidas cross Lego sneakers goes against that, and
that's just
literally be definitely
hell
on Lego.
They don't look like anything I would want to put on my feet. No, I don't actually want to make shoes from Legos and then wear them places.
Oh, silly. Love it.
It just doesn't feel comfortable, but maybe I'm assuming it's obviously comfy on the inside.
You gotta hope. Like, you gotta hope. Although, you gotta hope it's not Lego on the inside.
I think they would really take advantage of the add-ons, you know, with when you can get Crocs and you can do the little clip on your sneakers.
So fun. So funny.
Now, next, Kristen, you want to talk to us about some KFC crossovers?
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Frustratedly.
No, not even frustrated. Like, it's just like, I never thought I would ever say KFC did this collab. Like, it's like fucking chicken. But, you know, here we go. Here we go. Okay. There's a place called Human Made, which did a KFC collection that we're starting off small.
Okay.
We're starting off little.
Okay.
They have a hat that's got oh my God, why can't I remember? The Colonel. Fucking Colonel. They've got a hat that's got the Colonel on it. It's a baseball cap. It's normal.
Okay.
They've got a t-shirt. It's got the Colonel on it.
Yeah.
It's totally normal. They have a white suit jacket that has the Colonel's entire face embroidered on the fucking back of it.
It
says Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh,
you know, just normal stuff.
Oh, no.
There's another brand.
Oh no!
They did a thing with Karl Lagerfeld. It was a limited edition chicken bag. Why? Why do I say it's a chicken bag? Oh, it's because they made couture versions of the actual buckets of chicken.
No.
Oh my God.
I am not.
Oh, I'm carrying
joking.
Around my stuff in a bucket. Oh no!
And it is a old fashioned it's white and black with the red writing on it, so it's like an old school Kentucky Fried Chicken look.
Oh, no.
So,
I don't know. For some reason, the first thing I thought of when you said chicken bag, I pictured either one a bag that was the shape of a Kentucky Fried Chicken chicken. Or two, and I don't know why I thought this was the most likely of the two, was, you know, when you get raw chicken and it's wrapped in a plastic, for some reason I thought it was wrapped in the netting that a leg of ham is usually wrapped in. I thought it was maybe going to be a bag like that.
Amazing. No, they went above and beyond on this collab because they're KF motherfucking C, but we're not done.
Oh no.
Sandal Boys, they have KFC slides, which you can get in the font on the poster or like the sign out front. You could get it with the Colonel's autograph on it, or you can get one that looks kind of like a KFC cup.
Oh no.
And don't worry, there's more.
No.
I think I will culminate in this one, which is my absolute favorite. We mentioned them earlier because they are strong in the collab game.
Okay.
Crocs.
Yeah.
Crocs has a collaboration that they have done with Kentucky Fried Chicken that has several different Croc sandals, but my fucking favorite ones are a pair of Crocs that on the bottom it looks like the bucket of chicken colors, and then on the top where like your that covers your foot and where you'd put those little charmy things, it looks like fried fucking chicken. They also come with an accessory that you can snap on, which is a chicken! It's a chicken leg!
Oh no!
My God, they're disgusting.
Yeah, no, this is a new level
No, thank you.
But the fact that this exists, for the sheer comedy alone, I full support. Could not be more happy for the fact that this exists.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. You can't get your hands on them. They're completely sold out.
Of course.
Oh, no.
Of course.
I'm not even surprised.
Of course. No, I'm not. I'm not surprised. I am a little disappointed.
Yeah.
Not that I can't get any because that they're sold out.
And
unless there were only like four pairs, in which case.
Does it say how much they are, Kristen?
It doesn't. It doesn't say how much they are. It just says that they're no longer in stock.
Speaking of how much does it cost, There's one more thing I need to talk about before we take our second break here on the Way Highway. Mm-hmm. And that is, in these fantastic articles that Jelly sent over to us, in my perusal, I did find out that Dolce and Gabbana, mm-hmm. I don't know who they collabed with. It doesn't say who the other, who had the other hand in this monstrosity.
Oh, no.
But Dolce and Gabbana partnered. Actually, I'm sorry. It says right here that they just decided that they would debut a kitchen line. So apparently Dolce and Gabbana is the only monster involved. A hand-painted refrigerator. And this Dolce and Gabbana hand-painted refrigerator retails for $34,000.
It's a car. That's a car.
That's a car. That's a nice car.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
That's a nice car. Like, you could get a car for cheaper than that.
Yeah, totally. 1,000%. Yeah, the average car, I think, in the U.S. is probably, like, 45. Yeah. So, like, that's a nice car.
It's a nice car. It's a nice car. You could get a car for 28, but you decided
totally
to get
you went a little bit nicer for yourself. You're like, ha, I spent a lot of time in the car. I'm just going to treat myself. Like, that's... Yeah. That's the amount of car that you get for that fridge. It's...
Are there any special features? Like, can it transform?
No.
Is it also a car?
Can it transform into a car?
You could get in it.
Robots in disguise.
You could get in it and drive out of your kitchen to your living room. I would like that. You know what? That's going to be added to the list of things that we're going to talk about. Way Highway listeners, don't get a $34,000 hand-painted Dolce & Gabbana refrigerator. No. It's never going to be worth it.
Because it'll probably just be for your clothes, like that shoe fucking fridge was.
Yeah, what are we doing? What are you doing? Like, you're not going to... Come on. We got to take one more break here on the Way Highway. But when we come back, I made us a game of Way or No Way to continue this brand crossover madness that we're going down. You're listening to Adobe Radio, and this is The Way Highway, and we'll be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Way Highway. I'm Sean.
And I'm Kristen. And with us is Jay.
Okay, so I got us a list of way or no way. Way, yeah, I'm into it. No way, don't even think about it, Sean. You're stoned. And honestly, this entire list is stoned because these are brand crossovers. Things that I mused upon and put together. I have explanations for some. Some are just crazy. Let's way or no way this list of brand crossovers.
Yes.
Now, I was immediately inspired by our last segment, so I want to know, do you want to see, way or no way, a Kia Frigidaire crossover where somehow your car and your refrigerator become one? Now, I don't know exactly what's going on here. If you're driving around in a refrigerated vehicle, which basically is air conditioning but way colder, or if you have a refrigerator that you can start and drive around your house.
Is it funny that my brain, because it's a little bit smaller than a car size, made it into not a full-sized vehicle, but in fact a golf cart. Not just any golf cart, a golf cart that also goes and gets you groceries. So like in my brain, it like transformers itself.
Oh, wow.
And it goes to, like, I don't know, fucking, like, Amazon store, because they're all, like, techno, like, you just walk in, and then you walk out, and it charges your thing, when it's, like, that's the future! It's fucking crazy. And also terrifying.
Huh? Optimus fridge.
Yes, thank you.
Kristen, what you're proposing...
Optimus prime rib.
What you're proposing, I 100% want. I want
someone make it!
I want a robot icebox that drives out of that little cubby that's installed into the house before you buy it, leaves, goes down the street to a supermarket with a list you provided for it, gets all of the items inside of it so it can keep it cold on the way home, and then comes and drives itself right back into that cubby, availing all the items to you. I want that. Way for the Kia Frigidaire.
Way.
Kristen.
We're doing it.
Way all around. We want it. Okay, here we go. Next one. Do you want a Nike Casper crossover? So that is the shoe
company.
Go to
sleep fast.
Well, I'm just so interested in Nike Air and what it is and how it makes you more comfortable. What if a mattress was full of Nike Air? I made Kristen spit take.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Was it me saying I'm so interested in Nike Air?
Yeah. Wait, well, isn't the whole thing for Casper the fact that it's like a mold to your body type of mattress? Like, don't they specifically not use air?
I believe they don't use air. So it would be a departure from... It was the first mattress brand that I thought of. I was Casper. And it's so funny because I don't even have a Casper. I have a Lola. Yeah. But what if Casper was like, okay, we're starting a new division.
Yeah.
Not moldable to your body.
The blow up bed division.
Blow up bed, and we're going to send you a shipment of Nike Air to blow
Casper mattress. That actually does kind of make sense because, you know, you could probably sell like some type of like sleeping bag or like bring with you inflatable travel hiking thing.
Wow. Huh? Okay. I mean, I'm amazed.
Fucking making products here.
I'm amazed this is working. I feel like you're at a way. Jelly? What do you think? Way or no way?
I didn't know what Casper was. I thought when you said Casper, you meant Casper the ghost. And I was like,
the friendly ghost?
I also thought that at first. Thick,
but Casper is a mattress brand, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if it's a mattress and it's comfy to sleep on, surely it's comfy to walk on.
Yeah. If I'm comfy walking on Nike Air and now I have a whole entire mattress full of Nike Air, we're probably having a good cushy sleep.
Oh, wait.
Just do it.
The
mattress is full of the shoe.
Out of the mattress. Okay.
Well, the
do you have like one of those shoe pump things to fill it up with air? So it's like it's either firm or soft.
I just shook my head so fast that my headphones fell off because unfortunately, no, Kristen, that is the Reebok pump and we're doing Nike. We're not doing Reebok.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Apologize.
No.
No.
It's okay. Maybe Reebok in the mattress should have, because then you could pump up the mattress. Okay. You know what?
How much you pump it up would affect how firm the mattress is, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Well, you know what? I think this one still needs to be workshopped. Let's no weigh it for now and move on.
Mm, okay.
Okay. Okay. What about a crossover between Kim Nori, who makes the delicious flat seaweed snacks, and Moleskine, that makes the very nice journals and notebooks. So what you're getting is you're getting a notebook that is full of seaweed snacks that are not fully green because you're going to need to be able to write on them so that you could journal but also tear out pages and have a delicious seaweed snack.
I'm going to no way this.
Okay.
I think it has potential though. And I think I would like to maybe see a simpler collab where it's just the Moleskin journal, but instead of it just being your normal textured Moleskin, it's seaweed textured.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't need it to be edible.
I don't need it to be edible.
The only way that if I needed it to be edible, it would be in this scenario and this scenario only. Mm-hmm. I am a 12 or under year old girl and I have a secret diary and I don't want anyone reading that shit. So I write it down for catharsis and then fucking eat that shit to be like, ha ha, I've destroyed you.
you like it's the way you're saying it too. You don't want anyone to see that shit. You don't want anyone to read that shit. So you're going to eat that shit, and then you're.
I had an older brother.
Make it,
you know,
into
so.
Shit.
I like that idea. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Also, the paper that you like can write on and then eat.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of. Did we have an idea or did we product review something where the paper was something and then you could roll a joint with them?
You can roll joints with pages from the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on to the next one because it's kind of similar. What do you think about a collab between Wrigley's and Vistaprint? So you order your business cards and they're all individually wrapped pieces of gum. So now you might have a problem with people keeping your information when you hand them your business card, but they will have a way to deliciously refreshen their breath.
I think the only reason I have to no way this one is because like, the whole purpose of giving the business card is to like remember and have that physical thing. Mm-hmm. So by getting rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe slight alt. What if the business card is written on the like bubblegum wrapper and also on the bubblegum, and we get that like that double. We get the two-sided. So it's like, haha, how clever. But also, you can keep that thing. Although it does look like trash, maybe it's clever enough that someone will fold that piece of literal trash up with your phone number on it and all put it in their fucking wallet.
Or we're superhumans, and once you eat it, you absorb that information and you just remember it.
Yes.
That's pretty
In that case, I will weigh that. I think that is a very smart idea.
That's pretty incredible. That's pretty incredible. Okay. All right. Great. Oh, I can't believe it. We are running out of time. So I'm going to have to rapid fire the rest of these just so you hear how crazy I am. Tiffany & Co. meets Topps, and now Topps makes ring pops. So that's finally you get a ring pop that's an actual Tiffany's diamond, but it's also you can lick it. Colgate and Chef Boyardee, so that way you can have some toothpaste that's in delicious Italian pasta flavor. No, we're not doing that one. Qualitex that makes balloons and Charms that makes blow pops, so you can blow up a balloon pop size balloon blow pop. I don't know. Coca-Cola and Tillamook. I'm actually surprised this doesn't exist yet, that Tillamook ice cream doesn't have Coca-Cola flavored ice cream, Diet Coke flavored ice cream, Cherry Coke flavored ice cream, Sprite flavored ice cream, Dr. Pepper might be Coca-Cola flavored ice cream. I think that should get out there. Do that. Saybrook is a company that makes pillows with Wonder Bread. So that, because they're both soft, but then your bread, your pillow is bread, and then you can eat it when you get hungry throughout the night. Friskies and Bumblebee. Let's face it. Friskies cans, tuna cans, they look the same. One's for a cat, one's for a person. Make them the same thing. Just go at it. So cats and people are just eating the same thing.
I think they are the same.
Duraflame. I think they are the same thing. Duraflame and Doc Martens. So that way when the fire burns down, you just take your boots off and throw them. And then finally, Fender and Taco Bell. So like you have a guitar, but the it's a taco.
Amazing. Every time you get mad and you have to smash your guitar, it's easy because it's just a crunchy taco shell.
Just a crunchy taco shell. And delicious. And the aftermath
you
is
could be
delicious.
Slightly upset and delicious. Potentially even just moving against wind.
Delicious. Okay, that's all the time we have this week. Thank you so much for listening. I had such a blast. Make sure you listen to The Way Highway each and every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, only on Adobe Radio. And you can go to the place where you get your podcasts. You can download old episodes. You can listen to them all. And Kristen, get us out of here.
If you would like to follow us on social media, you could follow Sean Cowick at Sean Cowick. You could follow me, Kristen Sanchez, at Siren16X. And you could follow The Way Highway at The Way Highway. Jelly, where can I follow you?
You can follow me at JellyVampus on Instagram.
Yeah. And we just want to thank everyone for listening. We want to thank you guys for playing No Way with us. Thank you, Nice Guy Digital. Thank you, Adobe. Thank you, Dr. God. Thank you for the awesome music, Gregory Jenkins. And thank you, Bernie and Jelly, for being fucking awesome.
We'll catch you next week.
Next week.
Bye.